sanctuary. For you, sing it unto him now. Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Just make me a sanctuary. Is that your desire? Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Like turning your scriptures, turn to Revelations 4:1, and then to Leviticus 25. Just remember now, the Lord willing, Wade and I'll be going to Oklahoma next weekend to be there over the weekend, and just pray for us, the Lord to give us a good, safe trip, and also that brother Carlos, brother Joel Forney's son-in-law, is coming to speak here for you, so, you know, back him up with your presence and your prayers and everything. Just remember that. And I know Terrence announced it, but make sure you get your tapes. Now, a lot of you are not picking up your tapes out of your rack, so we know for certain you're not listening to them. Because if you're not picking them up, you're not listening to them. That's kind of hard to listen to them up here, you know. But so please clean them out where we can at least have a place to do them instead of them I'm having to roll out the floor. Just remember that, amen. And I'll remember the Lord and bless. Also, the Lord willing, in February, about the first week of February, I will be, as far as I know right now, be going to Jamaica for the weekend services there with them, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we're having trouble getting airline tickets without having layovers and things. So, you know, pray that something will open up that we can get everything, because layovers are bad when you have 6 hours or something. You got a layover, and then you get back on the same plane and fly back out. That's the way you generally do, you know. And we've done that before in Jamaica, get off and have to, you know, then go right back and get on the same plane and fly out. And remember that. Also remember the shower next Sunday for Josh and Danielle. So just, you know, come and have a good time with them. It'll be for the sisters of the church, so make sure all of the brothers now take care of the children and everything and keep them out of the rooms in there where the sister will be after the evening service. So make sure you take care of the children and keep them out of the room with them. It'll just be for the sisters, all right? Amen. Revelations 4 and Leviticus 25. Father, we love you. We cherish you. We know and understand that without you, there's no hopes of any mortal being whatsoever who dwelleth upon the earth. Lord, we pray that you would just give us understanding ears. You know what's been on our thoughts for many months now of the mind of trying to comprehend how to present something. So we pray that you would come now and speak to us, and then, Lord, in that, then it would be your words and not ours, and we depend upon you. Forgive our sins, cleanse us, because we know that we're unrighteous and we have nothing in us that's worth anything, but it's all in you, and you made the promise. As we said this morning about John, Lord, he stood upon the promise that you made that he would be able to go there and see the things in the book of Revelation. And Lord, we thank you for the promise you made in the end time that you will reveal yourself unto each one of us. Have your way now and guide each one. Bless the sick. You said, I sent my word and healed them. So just come now and deliver from the afflictions of the body. Have your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelations 4:1, and then we'll go to Leviticus 25. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now remember, he not only showed him what would be after, he showed him everything that was from where he was all the way through. I gave you those quotes this morning from Brother Branham all the way through. See? All right. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto emerald. All right. Go to Leviticus 25. We'll begin with the 8th verse. You can read all the way down because of what it's talking about, the years and the 6 and then the 7s. And then, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of the atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we were talking about this morning, we titled the message, Caught Up, because the prophet said that, paragraph 125 of the rapture, I gave it back to you this afternoon, he said the word rapture is not in the Bible. He said it's the word caught up. He said we just put that word there. See, it's the word caught up. All right, now here's the point, because I want you to watch it, that I tried to make this morning. All right. That, see, we think of the word, when we say rapture, our mind is so programmed until we think about going up through the air, you know, and going into heaven. All right? But yet, that will happen at a specific time. There is a time that will take place when we will leave the earth, we will be changed, and we will walk into glory. That will take place. But it's just like it was now the other week, and you'll see all of this has been background. The other week when we were covering about how that the Lord Jesus, when he went up, you know, back there, was caught up, he went up, and as he did, the Old Testament saints went with him to fulfill the scripture of lift up ye everlasting gates that the King of glory may come in, you know, who is this King of glory, the Lord of righteous and all like that. It was fulfilling the scripture of what Jesus was doing. Not did he just happen to go up. It was a promise in the Word. Alright? Now, we can read in Thessalonians, as we did this morning, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, voice of an archangel, and a trumpet. And then the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. All right? Now, there will be a time when that finality will transpire. All right? But John was not taken up physically into heaven. Because if he had, he would have not been able to come back. All right? The Lord Jesus, when he was here, see, he was transfigured. Many things happened. But he's the only one that would be able to come back. And he didn't come back then in a physical form. He come back in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right. All right. See, like Brother Branham was caught up beyond the curtain of time, but his body was still laying down on the bed. Right. See? So don't think of John as being, think of it as a type of the rapture. Right. That's what the prophet I gave you this morning, the quotes on it, that John going up was a type of the rapture. See? Now, he was not the rapture. He was only typing the rapture. And see, in typing the rapture, then he didn't go up physically. You see, well, the Brother Branham said he was in heaven. Amen. I believe that. I believe Brother Branham was in heaven too, don't you? When he went beyond the curtain of time. And he said, that's about 20 feet away. See? All right? But I believe that. obstinacy. Don't say that I don't believe these things. Take what I say and listen, and especially this afternoon. Now, listen very carefully. And before you go make statements to other people about it, go back and listen to the tape, because I know how the human mind runs. I know how it works. Somebody says something to you, you cut off just like that. And it don't matter how much more they say it, you don't hear it. That happens to me. I know it happens to you. I've stood right here in the pulpit and said things, and people would come and say, you said so-and-so. I said, no, I didn't. That's the only thing I know to do is get the tape and go back and see. Because now, I may have made the human statement of a mistake that I call Martha Mary, or call this, or done that, or said words different. That's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about when something is said that, you know, if you say, you said so-and-so, you taught this happened. No, I didn't do it because I never believed, see, like that or something. Right. And that's why I can be so stern about it, because even though you may hear me say words that sound like that, just remember, I still believe in redemption. I believe in a heaven to go to. I don't believe in spiritualizing everything. And that's not what I'm doing now. I believe in a literal heaven to go to. I believe there's a literal heaven in wherever you call it, a dimensional change or whatever, but Jesus Christ is sitting, the body, and not a lifeless body sitting up there, but he's sitting on the throne. Right. Revelation 4:1 says that. Right. Huh? See? All right. Then in being the one sitting on the throne, it's not the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost all crowded up in one place, you know. He went back where he come from, because that's what he said when he was here. He said, I come from God, I go back to God. He was God the whole time, as Sister Bird said to me that day. See, he just, as I kept trying to illustrate, he just kept going back, until he went right back where he started from. And the only difference in being back there was that when he went back this time, or when he went up in, you know, there, in the rapture and the thing, he was there in the eternal body. Whereas before then, he was not in a human body of eternity of any form. See, because even Melchizedek just spoke into existence and spoke out. See? But the Lord Jesus, that body is sitting on the throne, but it's the Father's throne. So he went back to the Father. Now, I'm not going to cover that this afternoon, but I want you to realize that. When I keep making the statement, I said, John went up to see where Jesus went. See? John went up to see where Jesus went. What? To the Father's throne. That's the Father sitting on the throne we read of in Revelation 4:1. The one sitting on the throne, that's the Father. Alright? Now, being that would be, he had went back to where he come from being Father. But yet then you could see one sitting on the throne. You could understand that one could be on the throne. Why? Because you could see him, because it was the body that was on earth. But it's been made eternal. Now that's what we'll get back to after this, but I just want to make sure that you follow it, because I believe in a heaven. See, people have spiritualized the millennium. See, there ain't going to be no millennium. Said, we're in the millennium. We'll just be eternal. We'll just be this. Well, Brother Brown said there would be a millennium temple built, and gave you Ezekiel 40-44 as the scripture to be built. Alright? He never taught nothing as to be just spiritual. He taught a spiritual and natural. Right. There will be. Right. He only went there in spirit. Right. See? All right? Then as going there in spirit, see? Then he was caught up to type the rapture. Right. All right? Right? Now, to type the rapture. But one day, see, we won't be just typing it. We will be raptured. Right. See? We will go from here to glory. Alright? Now, because that was, you know, the Old Testament saints, they went to a place called paradise. But then one day, they were taken up. See? But then one day, something's going to happen, and David's grave is still with us, and the dead's going to raise. And Brother Brown said, Adam will reach over and get Eve, and Eve will reach over and get Abel, and Abel will reach and get Seth, and come right down. So, you know, you can't explain a lot of the things, you just believe it and let it go. Right? But do you understand that?
Right.
John was caught up, like Brother Branham was caught up, like Paul was caught up in 2 Corinthians 12 when he said he knew a man, you know. Next, so let's just read that one. 2 Corinthians 12. He was caught up. But where was he? He was caught up in the Spirit.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see of what's taking place now. Is we're being caught up in the Spirit. See? You say, well, that's what we believed all the time. 12 and 2. Said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such and one caught up, God knoweth, such and one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Alright. So Paul was caught up. John was caught up. But the only man that's been raptured up is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, alright. See, that's the one that's been raptured up. And Brother Brown said those Old Testament saints went up with Jesus. All right. So then we got something to depend on. But all right, now let's get into what we're talking about. See, I believe that we are being caught up. I believe that. It's what I was trying to say this morning. See, it's not the age that takes the rapture. The seventh age don't take the rapture.
Right.
It's the individual that takes the rapture.
Right. Amen.
It's not the age that takes the rapture, see? Because we're being caught up. And like I said now, if we're not being caught up in a process,
right.
We will not be raptured out of here in a final change.
Right.
If you don't have the new birth, you won't be caught up. Because
right.
That's what it is. The day you received the new birth, you got into a position of caught up. Alright? Caught up now. See, each age, I'm trying to background just a little now for you'll catch it. See, each age was caught up out of that age into the message of the hour. Alright? Now, as they received the new birth of that day, that brought them out of that age, caught up. Resurrected, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Alright. But there was no rapture there. You know what I'm saying? There was no people went off the earth. Even Paul was caught up so much until he went up to heaven. Even John was caught up so much until he went up to heaven in a spiritual sense. But he never went in a physical. You say, well, Paul said he didn't know. Well, that's alright. I'm sure if I'd have been Paul, I wouldn't have known either. But now listen. It's been taught by the people of the message that we're in the rapture because we've heard the message. Well, alright, now let me take that statement. See, that's what I like to do. I like to take the statement of people and let you look at your own statement you made. See, people will say, well, since we've heard the message, we're caught up in the rapture. Well, then that meant before you heard the message, you wasn't caught up in the rapture. Is that sensible? You're admitting it by what you say. You say, when we heard the message, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. All right, then that means you wasn't in the rapture before then. So you're in bad shape. I'm not teaching it like that. I'm teaching it to where even if you receive the new birth out there in the denomination before you ever heard of this message, that new birth that you receive begin your catching up. But there'll be a time that'll be made manifest in a reality of what I call, and I keep saying that because I want that word there, then there'll be a rapture, meaning a going out of here, a change of the body, a going out. All right. But if you say, well, we have been in the message. I've been in the rapture since we heard the message. You got a problem because you're admitting what I'm saying is right. and don't even know it. You're admitting that what I'm trying to bring to you is that we've got to be caught up. Now, this is what I'm trying to bring. We got to be caught up to a certain place. All right? Then there can be a change of the body. Not until then. All right? Now, that's what I'm trying to bring. So listen now. We quote that the Lord has descended from the heaven with a shout. And we say we're in the process of the rapture because we've heard the message. All right? Now, listen. Could that be that it is only to birth us out of the age? Now, each age was caught up. And that birthed them out of the age. No bride in no age was, no bride was ever in an age. Every age, all the way down. Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, Columbus, you know, all. Every age, the people of that age received the new birth. And by receiving the new birth, they were caught up out of the age into the message of the hour. And that made them sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Alright? But yet still, there was something that was not right. Because they are waiting on us. Alright now. Here I'm back to that statement again. This is the only age. This age is the only age to where we receive and reach and make manifest what the message to the age is, the salutation, and the promise to the overcomer. We're the only ones that reach that position. Because somebody's going to be there. Why don't we believe we're going to be the ones that are going to be changed?
Amen.
You know. I mean, we've been around here a long time. Why don't we believe it? All right. Now. But though now, watch. Though each age, I'm making this statement over and over. I got it written in here. And even marked with a pencil like to pronounce it. Do it again, see. Even though each age was caught up in the message of the age, no one walked off the earth. True? Alright. Now, when we say that we're in the rapture, we're being caught up, what do we mean? Because in this age, now listen, the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost brought those people to a position. I'll get to it in a minute. All right. Now, brought them to a 50. On Azusa Street in 1906, the message that one-eyed black man brought and the gifts that was coming and the oneness and all of the things birthed those people out of the age of Laodicea. Now, you got that in your mind? Luther was brought out of the age, right? Wesley was brought out of the age. Azusa Street, they were brought out of the age of Pentecost. You say, yeah, but it's still here. They don't have anything to do with it. But I'm trying to get you to look at something. Those people on Azusa Street was birthed out of the age. The age will never go into rapture. But those people being birthed out of the age, it wasn't long until they done as every age did before. The prophet calls it on the seal book, he said they cabbaged down on the gifts. And not meaning they done wrong, or, you know, like a lot of people do that. They stopped. They didn't go on. Showing there was something else to come. Anytime you see it like that, of an age coming the way it is, there's something else to come. Alright. Now, on Azusa Street, now listen to what I'm saying. They were birthed out of the age. Where are we birthed out of? Laodicea was the last age. And the people on the day of Azusa Street was birthed out of the age. Anybody that received the new birth was birthed out of the age. You agree? All right, where are we birthed out of? We've got to have a place to find something. Because Brother Branham's message, you remember, was to do two things, the church age book says. Turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers, and then reveal the seven thunders, which is revelation contained in the seven seals. And it'll be these divinely revealed mystery truths that literally turn us back to the faith of the fathers. All right. So now listen and go back over the tape and listen again. They were birthed out of the age on Azusa Street. All right. Then there's not another age. So it doesn't mean now that we weren't birthed. Now listen to what I'm saying. The same Holy Ghost that you have today, that you received yesterday maybe, was the same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Azusa Street. That wasn't just gifts. That was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why the prophet said, 464 seal book, no messenger of the age, because the Holy Ghost came himself in the fullness of the baptism. Said, but at the end of the age is all the other, then the messenger comes. All right. Now, there's always a messenger has to come before you can step into a 50. Alright? So on Azusa Street, the Holy Ghost brought its own message. And those people stepped into the Holy Spirit of that age. Alright? Now, when it did, they were birthed out of the age. Alright? So then you must receive the same Holy Spirit. I know a lot of people won't like that at all, because they don't want to be related anyway to Azusa Street, but you tell me how you're going to get the Holy Ghost of any other form. Right. Oh, I got it up here. I got it up here at the top, right up here where it says love. How'd you get up there? Right. That's all I ask. Because the prophet taught we must climb up there. Right. He taught we must receive the new birth down at faith at the bottom. Right. All right. That's what they received on the day of Pentecost. Now, listen to what I'm saying. The 120 upper room got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They were the faith of the fathers, Holy Spirit down. But the 3,000, because they'd heard the word and been tutored for 3.5 years. All right. Now, we preached this over the years. See, that's why I don't have to go back and preach each thing. At least you ought to remember it. All right. Now, see, then the 3,000 outside, they were only born again at faith. But they got the new birth. And that got the birth to where it was supposed to be, so that every one of us could get the new birth then. And it wouldn't mean that, as most of them teach, that we've got to be in the message, learn the message, go up in the stature of a perfect man, and then finally get the new birth. That's what Brother Howell and us put up with years ago. Because that's the way they believed it. It's the way they still believe it. But now listen. Azusa Street got the same Holy Spirit they did in the book of Acts. Now that's what Brother Branham said. He said, I met people with the same baptism of the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, he said, 50 years or something before he'd come along. Now, he said, same Holy Spirit. Amen. So now you're going to argue with him. I've seen people try to argue that, and it won't work. Because Brother Brown said the same Holy Ghost. Because it's the same Holy Ghost that justified the Lutheran, sanctified the Methodist, baptized the Pentecostal, now setting in order the coming of the Lord. The same Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost in each church age. Each church age has been birthed out of the age by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But where are we to be birthed out of? Sure, we take our links back to the Azusa Street of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right. But then remember, the age is ended. The seventh church age is ended. All right. But they ain't no eighth church age. So what are you talking about, Brother Dale? I'm talking about the message the prophet brought tells us where and how and what to do. Where things start and what goes on. All right. So now you see the importance of hearing the message to talk to you, not to just be taught that you need the new birth. That's wonderful. But what about the growth development? I mentioned that to these brothers that travel the world of the things and do things. I said, but what about those people that's already heard now? Don't you need somebody to teach them? Well, that's what I done the last time I went. I carried it into a depth there with them, at least a message enough that they could realize something was going on. All right. Now listen then. Here's the point I want you to see. A lot of people have been caught up out of the age by hearing the message of the hour. Now listen to what I'm saying on that. A lot of people's come in the message, but they haven't left their denominationalism. They brought their denominational doctrine right on over in the message. That's where you see all these things from. All these doctrines of two souls, seven tons of virtue, Perusia, the River Jordan, and all of those things. They're old doctrines. We faced them back in the 70s. That's not new. The River Jordan, not a new doctrine. It was faced in the 70s. I'll name the one that's taught it if you want me to. And see, we had ministers' meetings about it. It's not a new thing. All the doctrines come out of Genesis. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Branhamites, whatever you want to call them, come out of Genesis because that's your seed. Right? But now listen now. You can be caught up out of the age and or be claimed to be caught up out of the age and still be just as denominational as you ever was. And claim, we've heard the message. The Lord has descended with a shout. All right? But that's all people deal with. What about the voice of the archangel? What about the voice of the archangel? You don't hear that dealt with. All right. Do you know the difference in being caught up out of the age by the new birth? Now I'm asking you a question. Do you know the difference between being caught up by the new birth into the message of the age that you're in and the going up of the bride? Do you know the difference? Do you know how to place it? Where did it begin? What took place? Being caught up, as I covered this morning, is a process, not just a happening of events. It's a process that you're in. And that process started even at justification. Came through sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you got the growth development up the stature of a perfect man. And you're being born again, or being caught up. Remember, the messenger of Malachi 4 is to do two things. Turn our hearts of the children back to the faith of the Father. So it's got to be this message that would do it. And look at him, he spent over 30 years before he preached the stature of a perfect man. He was preaching the faith of the fathers, right? Wasn't that what happened when he went beyond the curtain of time? He said, will Paul make it? And they said, yeah. He said, but then I preached just what Paul preached. He was standing there with the faith of the fathers, or the seals wouldn't have broke to the prophet. All right. Are you listening? But see, the rapture being a process of being caught up, getting you ready to where that you could come and hear that the Lord has descended with a shout. See? Then in doing that, there's a time, as Ecclesiastes says, 3:1-8, there's not a time for all things, there's a time to all things. There's a time to die, the time to live, the time to plant, the time to reap. It's not a time for all things, it's the time to all things. In other words, there's a final climax. Now we would all say that we're in the end time. Right? We all believe we're in the end time. We would all say we're in the time of when the rapture, the change, the going away, the rapture could be, take place. But have we been caught up out of the age into the message of the hour that the prophet said started in 63? Now did you catch on? See, you were sitting there a while ago wondering where I was going. Now listen. Azusa Street, they were birthed out of the age. The new birth brings you out of the age, but it doesn't bring you into this message. Then the Lord descended. 1963, through the opening of the seals and the message the prophet brought, the Lord descended with a shout. We would agree with that, right? But how come we didn't walk off the earth at that time? How come you that were sitting there didn't walk off the earth at that time? Is not this a true statement that the prophet said it's gone from you? But said right around the coming of the Lord it'll be important. You'll know then. People sitting here that was there when the prophet preached those things. But what's been going on? All right. But when did there come a time too that we could begin to be caught up by the message? You couldn't be caught up by the message in 1906 because the message wasn't there. So you got to wait until the message comes. All right. So you see why we read Leviticus 25:8. You'll number 7 Sabbaths, which is 49. There's your 7 church ages.
Right.
Now you've heard me preach over this over and over, so don't get lost with it. Just listen. Have you been ready for the event that you could even understand how to be called out of the systems of organized religions and things? Have you heard the message or the hour? Well, yes, Brother Dale, we've heard the message. We've been in the message. We've heard it. But have you heard it to where that you know what's going on? Can you stand and say that in 1963, go back and listen to the tapes, get the title of the sermons after 63 and look at them and see that they're not all in a future tense. Future home, Christ the mystery, things that are to be, marriage and divorce. Look at all of them. They're in a future tense, an eternal tense. Because that's the kind of message the man brought. Each church age had a messenger, right? I gave you the quotes from the seal book, and they're on the internet where people can do it, but I'll just make sure and put them on here. It's out of the seal book where the prophet said it. It's in the back of just the one by itself. This is 1963:3:18, first seal. Then along come the Pentecostal age with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they cabbage down on that. Now there cannot be no more ages. That's all of it. That's the Philadelphia or the Laodicean age. But then we found in studying of the scriptures that the messenger to the age come right at the end of the age every time. I know you get tired, a lot of people do, of me reading the same quote. But do you hear what the prophet says? He placed it in order. The messenger comes to the end of the age. You put Paul at the end of the Ephesus age, and he's the messenger to the Smyrna. But if he comes at the end of Pentecost, he's the messenger to the church at Ephesus. See? You got eight manifestations of God. You got seven natural men. But it took a prophet to place it together. Now, where did these messengers come? Let him name it. See, Paul come at the end of the age. Which, oh yeah, well, Paul come at the end of Paul come at the end of Ephesus. Well, that'd make him the messenger to Smyrna. No, see, it won't work. We find out that Irenaeus come at the end of the age. Martin, end of the age. Now listen, Luther at the end of the Catholic age. Now you got it. Luther would be coming to the end of the fourth age to bring the message to the fifth church age. Come on, listen. Wesley at the end of the Lutheran age. Now you got him placing it. Where does Wesley come? At the end of the Lutheran age. And Pentecost at the end of the age of sanctification through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen. And at the end of the Pentecostal age, we're supposed to receive, according to the Word of God, Word, as God helped me tonight to show you through here, that we are to receive a messenger that will take all those loose ends out there and reveal the whole secret of God for the rapturing of the church. Well, a lot of people got that idea that that was on the first seal before the last seal broke. Well, then let's go on down a little deeper then. Questions and answers on the seals after six of them is revealed. 464 seal book. You see, each one of those ages only taking a dip into the Holy Spirit. Justification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. But the baptism is the Holy Spirit. That's the reason it took a prophetic prophet to come down. No messenger to the age, because the Holy Ghost came himself in his fullness of the baptism. But at the end of the age, as it always ends up on the others, we find there then the messenger sent, and all these scruples and things are to be placed in their places. See that? Then the rapture comes for the church. No messenger to the age of Azusa Street, because the Holy Ghost came himself. In the fullness, he said, of the baptism. What? Just like it did on the day of Pentecost, of the 3,000. Alright? Now, so the messenger comes at the end of the age. So Brother Branham was not the messenger to Laodicea. He said, if I was the messenger to the seventh church age, I'd be a Laodicea. The Holy Ghost was the messenger to Laodicea. This man come at the end of the age, out of the age, to declare something. Alright? Now let's go back and see what he declared. Alright, so we'll go back to your notes now. Look what this man knew in 1956, 7:15 on the mark of the beast. Now in the Old Testament, the Bible said that there was to be a 50-year jubilee. Now listen. There was 7 times 7 years. And in that 49th year, there was to be made ready. And the 50th year was the jubilee year. 50 means jubilee. It was 50 is God's jubilee number. The word Pentecost means 50. It was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the end of the 50 days. It was also the end of the 50th year. Jesus come, now listen. Jesus come to foreshadow or forewarn, rather, the people of the coming year of jubilee. He went into the synagogue at Capernaum and sat down and taken the scripture and turned it over to Isaiah 61:1 and read this scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the acceptable year, which is the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord, to set the captives at liberty and give sight to the blind. And when he got through reading, he sat down and handed the book back to the priest and said, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears and eyes. You see it. For he was giving forth the warning of the coming forth of the great gusher of Pentecost to set at liberty everyone that was slaves to sin and bound. Now before the Holy Ghost could fall on the day of Pentecost, there had to be a messenger. The messenger would have to come in the 49. That's why Jesus could not give eternal life to no one while he was on the earth. Because he was the messenger to preach the acceptable year of the warning, or telling them that the day of Pentecost was coming. Alright? And see, by doing that, he set it into a position to where the Holy Ghost could fall. The 50 could come. He came on the 49th and proclaimed liberty, a jubilee to come. It took him 3.5 years to preach it. So don't get tied up in how many days or what this done to that, or 49s and 50s and what this is and that. Just read the Bible. Because that's been argued over, that the 49th is really the first day of the 50th, and the end of the 50th, 49th, it's been backwards and forth. But just leave that alone. Just take what it said. Because you got him for 3.5 years preaching. You can't fit your dates. It's just like Azusa Street, 1906, was the 50, right? Well, then 1956 would be a 50. And 2006 would be a 50. And we got a problem because we done missed that and it's gone tops. You can't get your dates and times together. You've got to accept the way the prophet says it. Because he's the only one that had the revelation. See, we try to figure out this and figure out that, we wind up on the wrong dates. You can't keep it together, but you've got to get that 49th. That's why we read it in Leviticus. And read that. Let's read that again. Because I want you to notice it. Now, to some of you that haven't heard, you've always in the Bible, you had a jubilee every 7 years. You had to lay out of the land. People, you know, you didn't plant. See? Every 7 days you rested. Every 7 years you rested. You had a jubilee every 7 years. Right? But every 7 year jubilee, now I can go through the Bible and show you this. If you'll read Leviticus 20, 24, 23, 24, and 25, you'll get it anyway. Under that Leviticus 25:8, under that 49th, or every 7 years, then you would come up to a 49. If you went into slavery with a wife, she could come out with you. But if you went into slavery or bondage, and the man gave you a wife, the wife stayed with him and you could come out. Because there was no rapture. But when you read the 50th, everything goes free. It doesn't matter how long you've been in bondage, you go free when that 50th falls. And it's not the 50th to where you got to figure 50. If I went in the bondage the last day of the 49th, I'm only in bondage one day. Because the jubilee sounds for the whole land. You understand? And then even you can go back there, because I preached so many years of it. You go back there, this is a Hebrew buying a Hebrew. This is not slavery. This is not something to where that you got a slave and he throws down his hoe and walks off. It's a Hebrew. An Israelite. And even if you'll read your Bible, you'll find out that the man that he was in bondage to didn't let the man go home without food, without provisions, without crops, the ability to plant his crop the next year. Why? Because it's a Hebrew buying a Hebrew. It's not slavery. It's just you can't pay your debt, so you go work for people. We done that when I was in picking cotton. We pick our cotton and then we go and pick the neighbor's cotton. That's the only way we made any money. We didn't get nothing out of what we picked. That just paid for a little food. You got a little bit out of going over working for the neighbor, but you hired out. But listen, now watch what I'm getting at. And you'll see why Brother Branham came, not on Azusa Street. The Holy Ghost came on Azusa Street. Brother Branham began preaching about AD 30, 1930. Somewhere right in there on the Ohio River in 36 and coming on down. You don't, I don't know exactly where the year that he started, but Maybe he started in the 20s or somewhere. I don't know. I mean, his 20s. But listen. He started proclaiming a message of the faith of the fathers. And then one day his message came. That's the jubilee we need. We need to be caught up in his message. Not to just be caught out of Laodicea. Because that would be the same as all ages before. So now listen. Leviticus 25:8. Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. There's your church ages now. 7 is 49. 7 church ages. Now watch. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the day of the atonement. The day of the atonement was when this started. See? Which is October the 10th on the 7th month. See, in the Jewish, it would be October the 10th. Day of the atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. All right, now that's the 49. So Brother Branham, come and preach the message to us. All right. He brought the message. He proclaimed liberty. He proclaimed the rapture. He said on the rapture message, it has been spoken, now let it come to pass. Like I've always told you, I don't believe it ever come to pass if he hadn't said that. That's the word of the prophet. You know, that was his words that he brought. It was spoken by him. A jubilee. That's the title of the message, the jubilee. Right. Verse 10, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family. You see, this is not slavery. The people that were sold out to Israel as slaves in bondage coming from other lands, they didn't go free. It was a Hebrew buying a Hebrew. Get that. It was you working for your own kinsmen. It wasn't that when the 50th come along, you went down and said, how many slaves we got? Well, we got 50, so we got to go get 50 more. Because they just went home. No, they didn't. That didn't go home. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about bondsmen for Hebrews, the children of Israel. You can't make it tie together with all the rest of the other. All right. See, now listen, you'll see more and more as we go through how important that means. But you hallow the 50th. All right? And you proclaim liberty. Okay. All right. Now we read about Jesus and going in. All right. Look at the next one now on page 206, Church Seal Book, 1963, 319. In the Old Testament, when a man had been sold to slavery, there come a year of Jubilee, every 50th year, 49th year, and then the year of Jubilee. And when a slave heard this, and he wanted to go free, there isn't nothing that can keep him from going free. He can throw down his hoe and say, so long, go back home, the trumpet sounding. Remember Brother Branham even emphasizing, said it, when it come around to that time, said it was the day before, he said, you didn't throw your hoe down right then. He said them people were standing there with their hoe ready to go to work. But he said a man would climb up in the tree as high as he could go, which he's talking about himself. See, the messenger to the age, himself. Climb up as far in the tree to where he could see above everybody. And when he could see the sun peeking out, he'd holler back to them on the ground, it's over with. With them on the ground, throw it down. They didn't have to wait until the sun got to their face. They were believing the man that was up in the tree. Amen. Amen. That's why I believe the message. Right. Because the Lord descended with a shout in 1963. Right. And for 3 years there, he brought the message of the Jubilee. Right. Jubilee doesn't mean just joyous festivities that you're talking about. You're talking about a Mardi Gras. No, we ain't talking about a Mardi Gras. Ever how you pronounce that? Where they get together with their drunks and they run around and everything and naked and all the boys is celebrating. That's not what Jubilee means. You want to go all afternoon, I'll be glad to go back in the office and pull it out. The word Jubilee means shout. The same as in the New Testament, shout. That's why Joshua said, shout. I've done give my message to you. Now you go shout. When they become one with the message, the walls came down. When you and I become one with the message, we'll walk off this earth. All right, but now listen. But if he don't want to go, and he's satisfied with his slave master, he's taken into the temple, and they take an awl. You know what an awl is. And they pierced his ear and put a hole in his ear. And it's a mark that you can never go back. Is that right? He has to serve this master for all time. I don't care how many more times the Jubilee sounds, whatever happens, he's absolutely has sold out his birthright of being free. All right, now. Let me state it this way. What's the difference in you voluntarily going to a priest and him boring you in the ear and you become a slave to that master? What's the difference in that than the people of this message that go to their priest, their preachers, and they're told they're okay? You don't need to know these things. Well, we don't know about Daniel 7. We don't know. We don't need to know anything about it. All we need to do is believe the prophet. Well, how can you believe what's not revealed to you? We don't have to believe it. We don't have to do that. We just, you're bored in the ear. And Jesus said to them, talking to the priest back there, he said, you stand in the door. In other words, right into where the door, Jesus Christ is the door. And they blocked the door and said, you won't go in and won't let them go in. That's what the people of this message has done. Because they don't know what's going on. Why? Because they've not been told. You know, there are a lot of people in slavery because... Now, come on. A lot of people in denominations in slavery, right? Come on. Why? Because they don't know the truth. They don't even know the truth. But now a lot of them are in slavery because they volunteered to go back and stay there. So they're bored in a year and they never will hear. And it speaks of in there what we're talking about, that when you get to hear, I mean reading it, you'll find out that if you're in a city, you had 1 year to go out. If you was in the city, you had 1 year. See? Some difference of evidently the message getting out or whatever, they had a year to do it. Whereas the others maybe didn't have very long. See? You stay in them denominations. You don't have to, I told you to start with, you don't have to be, I've preached it over and over, you don't have to be in a denomination to be one. We're born denominational. If we don't know the truth, it's the truth that will set us free. All right, then. If that's true, then. The Lord Jesus came to forerun the coming of the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, right? He was the messenger. He proclaimed liberty to the people that could go out. But how many went out? 120. Even seen of 500 brethren after the resurrection. If you counted the 120 part of them, you still got 380 of them that didn't make it to the day of Pentecost. They evidently didn't count it important. Let's don't get into that and just sit back and be like, well, we're in the message. Brother Dale, we don't know why you hollered us so much. We're in the message. That could be our condemnation. Because remember my point. Azusa Street was to be the birth out of the age. Where are we birthed out of? And like I told you, Brother Random and I were talking one day, and it really amazed me because I knew how far back we were. He said the Baptist has just now become a denomination. I think it's 1962. I thought, well, boy, Brother Random, I've always believed you, but what you'd say, but that's been 100 years ago or more. Yeah. I mean, they denominated 100 years or more than that ago. Then it became to me that I realized then that, see, they become a denomination when they turn down this message. When the people turned down this message, that was what sealed the doom of everything. They had an opportunity to hear the Jubilee sound. And they turned it down and rejected the prophet's message because of their denominational doctrines and their priest that taught them against it. What about 300 ministers sitting with Brother Branham and all the rest of them had done got up and walked out, he said. 300 of them said, we want the tapes on that water baptism. We're going to do it. We're going to baptize our people. He said, not a one of them ever came back. They denominated and died. I don't care how much revival they've got across the land and how much that they can prove and how these women can get up and cry crocodile tears and people send in millions of dollars and they can send the gospel to the world. What are they making? They're making more Baptists. They're making more Methodists. They didn't hear the Jubilee. Oral Roberts didn't. He had a great healing campaign, right? But where was the message he had? Billy Graham was a great man, right? We believe those things. But where was his message? Schuller's, Swaggers, all of these others. But where's their message? Even today, where's their message? Brother Branham's the only one that had the message. Can't you see that Brother Branham would follow this exactly like the Lord Jesus failed then? That the Lord Jesus forerun the coming of the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. He preached the acceptable year, that if you would accept that Holy Ghost, you could be in a jubilee of your own. Brother Branham come to preach and to set the captives free. We didn't have to go on in denominationalism if we would walk in the Word. Brother Dale, I believe everything Brother Brown said. Amen. That's being able to read what he said. The token message, 1964. He said, that's just being able to read. But I've been in the message all these years. Amen. But what has the message done for you? Where are you at? Have you been caught up in the message of the hour? Come on now. Have we been caught up in the message of the hour? Luther was caught up in the message of his day, right? West of his, Pentecost. Have we been caught up in this message? It won't put you... Now listen, I'm talking about rapture change now. Change, do you understand me? It won't put you in the change because you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because each age had the baptism of the Holy Ghost and they're still waiting. Waiting on something to take place. Somebody that can be caught up in this message. They without us cannot be made perfect. There won't be a change without somebody being caught up in the message. The message of this day. Brother Brown standing there and he said on the seals, he said, I always wondered about it, why I was so much against him organized religion. He said, I see it now. Because he was the messenger to come at the end of the age. Right? He come at the end of the Laodicean age, not the messenger to the Laodicean. I've even heard people preach that, or talked about it, that Brother Branham put up a Christmas tree because he was in the Laodicean age. But we're birthed out of that age, and being birthed out of that age, we don't put up a Christmas tree. Now that's as carnal as anything I could ever understand in my life. Because you ain't in that, if you say Brother Branham was a messenger to Laodicea, then you ain't even in the same age he's in. How can you go in the rapture? Your messenger's got to be in the age you're in. But see, that's man trying to figure out things. But now listen. As Jesus forerun then, and proclaimed the year of Jubilee. This day, this scripture is fulfilled, right? Did Brother Branham preach a message of that same title? Was it not that he was going to preach on birth pains? I believe it's right. And his wife had given him a new Bible. And the pages were stuck together. And he couldn't find his scripture. You know who walked up and gave him the Bible? A Catholic priest. Listen to the tape. You can hear it. I listened to it the other day. That Catholic priest said, here, read my Bible. Something like this. He said, it'll be made known to you later. There's a great important thing here. Something like that. You can hear him on the tape. That Catholic priest is probably the one that turned around and said, after hearing birth pain, he said, we got to do one or two things. We got to get out of the church or get the church out of us. Something like that. But listen, church. When Brother Branham stood there then, the messenger at the end of the age, he proclaimed liberty. Preaching for about 3 years there. Proclaiming liberty to the bride of Christ. But that was 1965. Because that's when he died. 42 years later, we're still here. Could it be that we haven't understood what took place? Now let me quote Brother Branham. God's not 1 second off. Everything's right on time. So don't make your little excuses, you know. Remember, there's a time to all things. But have you been caught up out of the age? Have you been caught up in this message? Listening to the 49. The messenger of the 49. As Jesus proclaimed liberty, the prophet proclaimed liberty. The acceptable year of the Lord was preached always in the 49th. Because the 50th was the Jubilee. The priest and all could take the 50th and proclaim it. But the prophet brought the message in the 49th. So where does it fit again like Jesus? Jesus brought a setup or a way to where the Holy Ghost could fall on the day of Pentecost. Right? His message brought that into a position. Brother Brown's message brought it into a position that there could be a going up. A caught away. And then one day, if we're caught up enough, if we have enough of going up and caught up enough, then we'll just step right out of this world, right into eternity. It'll be this message that we ride on. Not looking for somebody else to come to bring us a message. Brother Dale to come and figure it all out for us or anybody else. It's to believe that prophet has already brought it and said even this day, this scripture is fulfilled. What? The acceptable year had been made ready. Acceptable for what? What jubilee is he talking about? Jesus proclaimed liberty for the Jubilee. Brother Branham proclaimed liberty for a Jubilee. Boy, one day we'll walk up. Well, you got to get caught up first. You got to be at a certain place to be able to walk off the earth. And you better already be in the Jubilee. Because it's not going to be that we go to heaven to get eternal life. We're going to get eternal life right here, body, soul, and spirit, and then walk off the earth. Is that right? So we better be caught up in the message of the hour. And realize what has taken place. I wish I'd have known this in 74. People around the world lambasted me about what I said then. But if I knowed what I know today, they really would have blasted me. When I preached in 73 that we could pass the year 2000, as much as 26 or 27, I was ridiculed and still ridiculed. They won't even listen to it. But that's what the prophet said. But you see, they don't understand what took place. If I'd have known what I know today, I would have said, thus saith the Lord, the rapture won't come until after 77. Man, I was ridiculed to death saying that we could pass it. And I hoped every day would be the turn that the Lord would come. In 74, in 68, when I come in the message, I was wanting Him to come the first day I heard there was an opportunity. When I first heard the message that there was an opportunity for me to want to be changed, I wanted it right then. But as time progressed, where others began to send their books back and do all the things that they were doing and rejecting the message of the hour, I began to dig in. Dig in to the depth of the Word. 1979, I preached the seals the first time. Wish I had those tapes today. Some way we'd let them get gone from us. But listen, church. When did you start your going up toward the change? The rapture. You've got to be in a certain place. You've got to be in the right Jubilee. You can't be in the 49th. Come on. We've had the 49th. We've been in that. But you can't stay in the 49th and take a change. The Holy Ghost never fell in the 49th when Jesus was proclaiming liberty. It didn't fall until after His death, which entered the Jubilee of the 50th Jubilee, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. That was the 50th. Listen. You'll see why that I kept hammering so much this morning. The word rapture means change from one here to there, physical. But the word caught up can be a process that's taking place. The day you received the new birth, you started that day being caught up. Then when you heard the message, now to use it, receive the Holy Ghost before you come into it. Then when you heard the message, you begin to hear the shout of the prophet. You begin to hear his proclamation of the year of Jubilee of an opportunity. Now come on, you know that it was taught by every denomination there was. That we're going to get a new body. And still by the people this message, after all Brother Branham has said, they're still teaching we're going to get a new body. Now you know that's true. It ain't. Get out there and find out. I'll pay you way. Go anywhere you want to and ask these people. I'll name them to you and you go ask them. They're still in this message preaching you're going to get a new body. But listen. You didn't get a new soul when Jesus gave you the new birth. When that proclamation was set forth back there, they walked right into that baptism of the Holy Ghost and it fell upon them on the day of Pentecost. And made their souls eternal. And every person that's ever been born again down through time has had the same baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the day of Pentecost. But nobody's reached that moment of the change. Why? Because no one knew what to look for or what to take place. They didn't know the prophet had already proclaimed it. Now let's read and see what he said. Paragraph 196, Daniel 70 weeks, 1961-0806. Now, counting the time, we find that we have exactly, listen, 17 years left. Now, listen. And we will have the same span of time given to us as God dealing with us in the power of the Holy Spirit since A.D. 33 until 1977, the same span of time of 1954 years, God deals with us the same as he did with the Jews. See, how about that? Now watch. Now mark down into anybody that's a real good smart aleck out there in the internet system that thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. 1933 from 77 leaves you 44 and not 54. So, but then remember one thing. In the time from that 33 until 54, I mean, not till 77, the calendar's been changed three times, and you can't calculate it, so you better believe the prophet knew what he was talking about. Just in case somebody smart aleck said, well, boy, I got him here. No, come on. Bring it to me and let's talk about it. Watch now. Mark down in your book a little scripture here I want to give you. Leviticus 25, begin with the 8th verse. God calls a Jubilee every 49th year. The 50th was the Jubilee. That's called in the 49th, the 50th was the Jubilee. We know that. We understand that. From the first Jubilee of Leviticus 25:8 in 1977 will be the 70th Jubilee, making 3,430 years. Jubilee means the going up, the release. 49 and multiply it times 77, and it'll give you 3,430 years. Excuse me, 19 by 70. 70th Jubilee. But see, that's all anybody could ever talk about. 77. Brother Brown said we're going out of here in 77. He didn't say that. He said, don't you say I said that. Well, he said it. I got his books on it. I just got all kind of stacks of stuff where he said it. Yeah, and I showed you here a while back. Took all of those stacks. And showed you that 1977 ended the seventh church age. Because Brother Branham said that the last church age went into total darkness. He said, I left a little light. He said, I left a little light. He said, but when God drawed it out, it was in total darkness. 1977, this world went into total darkness. Go back and check it. That's when the church age ended. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, we're still here. Sure, we're still here because we're still in the Laodicean age that will go on until the time of the rapture and then stay under a seven even into the millennium. But listen. Now, remember what he said. Jubilee means the going up. The release. Being caught up. Now listen to what he says. Same, just reading right on down. Paragraph 198. Did you get that? God has dealt with us exactly the same amount of time that he dealt with the Jews from the time he gave Abraham the promise until the rejecting the Messiah in A.D. 33 was 1954 years. Now we have 17 years left. We had about 1930 something years. We got 17 years left until 77 will be the 70th Jubilee since the beginning of Jubilees. And what will it be? He is not talking about 1977. He's talking about the Jubilee. Read it. Everybody said, no, he's talking about 77. We got 17 years left until 77 will be the 70th Jubilee since the beginning of Jubilees. What will it be? Oh, brother, watch close now. Don't miss it. It'll be the Jubilee of the going up of the Gentile bride and the return of Christ to the Jews when they go out of bondage. Now, how could 77 have anything to do with the going up of the bride or the Israel going out of bondage? But the Jubilee does. He ain't talking about 77. He's talking about the Jubilee. Now, listen. Don't miss it. It'll be the Jubilee of the going up of the Gentile bride and the return of Christ to the Jews when they go out of bondage. Oh my. Don't you see? From all the world, they've gathered here there for that day. Oh my, see where we are at? We don't know what time it might happen. We're at the end time. The going up. Now let me repeat again so you'll understand. We are not to be birthed out of Azusa Street, 1906. They were birthed out of that. We are to be birthed out of all ages. And the prophet come and brought his message from 63 to 65, bringing the message that always related back. He said Jesus' ministry lasted about 3 years. So the ministry has always been about 3 years. But he said now, when they asked him, and this is before he brought it on down to the others, but he said 1977 would be the going up. Not 1977. The Jubilee. 70 times 49, 3,430 years. In 1977 started the going up. The ability to rise. The going up of the Gentile bride, because it's the 70th Jubilee. There's not going to be any more Jubilees, so this is the last Jubilee to the Gentiles. There's not going to be another 49 with another messenger. This is the time of the Jubilee. In 1977 it started. The ability to go up, the going up of the Gentile bride. Caught up! 1977, the message became a whole lot more important to me than it did anywhere else. And I was reading back in the old days of 66 and 67, I was reading 6 books a day and listening to 2 tapes. Had one on the way to work and one back, and Brother Colley can verify all I done set up by where he was at and read books all day. Had a good boss, he knowed right where I was at. He'd call up there or either come up there. Had to walk up a flight of stairs. Get up there and say, "Hey Sam, would you go do something?" I get to it. I'd say, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Go hide. Go back where you was." I go back over to Brother Colley and sit the rest of the night a lot of time. Reading or talking with Brother Colley about the message. But you see, then when 77 happened and everybody else was sending their books back, the message become more important to me. Because I saw that 77, in 1974, I saw that 1977 would be the going up of the Gentile bride. See, we think going up means that that year. Here we go. No, in 1977, the bride entered a position to be able to be caught up. Amen. The going up. The 70th Jubilee. The going up. The hearing of the gospel. To be able to go up. The Bible says over there, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. You know it says in the Old Testament, the Lord went up with a shout. God goes up with a shout. Why? Because he's in the bride. That didn't mean we didn't study the message from whenever you come in up to 77. I didn't say that. But I said, 1977, you entered a going up period. Caught up. Not out of the church age. But it ended the age as far as limitations to you and I. And what have we been now? How many years has that been? 30 years. From 77, it's been 30 years. Of the going up of the Gentile bride. Being caught up into the message of the hour. Now can I back up about 10 sermons? What's the difference in a revelation and a manifestation? I had to stop today on you because he's going too far. Brother David, he started in on that. I just walked away from him out in the yard. I told him last night in the fellowship meeting, I said, I'll talk so far, but I'm not going any further. Because I was waiting today to preach it. 1977 started the going up, because that's what your prophet said. Said, what will it be? The Jubilee. What will the Jubilee be? The going up of the Gentile bride. And the return of Christ to the Jews when they go out of bondage. When are they going out of bondage? When they go out of bondage, it will be because of the Jubilee. It will be this message. delivered unto them. Not that Branham was a prophet, not that this message delivered unto them, which is the same message the Lord Jesus brought. The Lord Jesus brought a message of deliverance. Right? Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me. The Jubilee year, the day of Pentecost could come. And Brother Branham's message had to wait. He had to die and go on off the scene. And they run about the country because I was there right after then. 67. We'd be sitting around. Hal can verify this. People be sitting around. Who's supposed to lead us now? Is Jack Palmer supposed to be the one to take over? Or Lee Vail? Or Perry Green? Or Junior Jackson? Or who's supposed to take over? Richard was long in there too. Charlotte and Joyce. Wondering who was to take over. I was so tickled when finally Billy Paul at the one of the meetings in Jeffersonville, there had been so much about who was the Joshua of the last days. Was it Lee Vail, Jack Palmer, and all those names, you know, Junior Jackson, who was it? Billy Paul finally got up there and he said, I just found a quote the other day I want to read you. He said, Brother Branham, my daddy said to Joshua, this day is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thought, amen.
Amen.
But see, I didn't have to have that quote. I didn't need that quote of the prophet to say the Joshua of this day was the Lord Jesus Christ. I knew the baptism of the Holy Ghost had already taught me who Joshua was. Because the word Joshua goes back to Jehovah Seed, which is the same as Jesus. But do you understand what I'm talking about? The Jubilee of the going up are being caught up. See, we entered a stage in 77 of the being caught up. Look how far it went. But now I'll make this last statement. How many people wants to know anything about what happened in 77 or what happened anywhere? I didn't say 77 was the 70th Jubilee. Your prophet said it. When you going to believe him? But everybody wants to stay on 77. Brother Branham was wrong. See, he missed it. No, he didn't. 1977, we entered a period of time of the ability to go up. And when we get to the right position in that message that the prophet has already brought unto us, we will change from mortal to immortality. Who cares how long it will be? If I'd have known what I know today, what I'd been then, I would have said, thus saith the Lord, the rapture can't come till after 77. I've even tried my best to talk about 77 to the ministers. I even spoke in a fellowship meeting one time and tried to show them that 1977 was the 70th Jubilee, and they just slid their shoes off and went to sleep. Not a one had said a word about it. Not a one anywhere has wanted to hear anything about it. But yet they're ready for the rapture. How can you be ready if you're not caught up in the message? How can you be ready if you don't know where to be ready at? What about it? Are you being caught up? Now here's what the prophet said. I don't know of but one thing holding off the coming of the Lord. Now what did he say it was? The readiness of the bride. Did the prophet say when the bride realizes who she is and what she's doing here, these things are going to take place? I think we've had 30. Everybody talk about the 40 from Brother Branham. We've had 30. I have, at least, in a jubilee. I have been in a jubilee for over 30 years. Because when I saw that in 74 and I knew it took place, I have been in a jubilee. Not a shout and joyous festivity. The word jubilee, I'll be glad to show you, is translated in the New Testament into the word shout. But just remember, now the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. But what about the voice of the archangel? The voice of the archangel has got to be in the bride. Because she's the one that calls the dead. And we don't have to go to the graveyards and holler. But it's when somebody begins to preach it in the correct order and the people receive it, then you're going to see the sparks fly. Caught up. The going up of the Gentile bride started in 1977. But I'll tell you, Brother Dale, I was in the message way before then. Yeah, but the message wasn't in you. You got upset at me about all the other things. Just go ahead and get upset at me on those things. But one of these days, we'll find out who's got the truth. But just remember, you get bored in the ear, you'll never hear the truth. You reject truth, you go into total darkness. Come on, brother. To reject truth is to go into darkness every time. Well, that's the way you are, Brother Dale. You're just so stubborn. You won't listen to what I got to say. I've listened to all of what's been said. I've listened and I've listened to try to understand why would they preach those things. But then it comes back to the basis of saying, let's just stay with what Jesus said. If Jesus set a stage for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now listen, then you ought to realize what took place in his last days and why that Brother Branham would be called greater than all of the prophets, because he set a stage for a rapture. He stood there and called for it, and now it can take place. We don't have to have the Lord Jesus to come back in human flesh to call for a rapture. He called for it through his prophet. We don't need someone else to interpret this message. We don't need another message. We don't need another prophet. We need to believe what has been delivered into our hands and to walk therein. Because we must become what he preached. There's no excuse because somebody else ain't making it. That's a flimsy excuse to say, well, I'm not making it because somebody else. Because there's one thing about it, you can't say you haven't heard. There's a lot of places around this country can say they haven't heard the message, and I agree with them. But you can't say that. So then it's left in your hands. What are you going to do with it? Let's stand. What do you got, Brother T? Number 15, Red Book. 15 in the Red Book. Our gathering is the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in, right? When the redeemed, when they're gathering in, when they're being caught up. How we'll shout and how we'll sing. When the redeemed gathering in, great possession over on the streets of gold. Our gathering in, go watching, we will be when the redeemed gathering in. When the redeemed. Anybody have a need? Are you being caught up? Are you going up? It's been a rising experience for me. When the redeemed are. I'd like to read you one more scripture. You know, we read always in Isaiah 61. And we read that Jesus stopped on half the scripture. And the last half is for the last days. All right. I agree with that, but have you ever read the scripture right after then? So let's read Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now that's where he stopped, where Jesus came to. He didn't read the rest of this, because it pertains to his second coming. So listen. And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. See, everybody wants the life to be a judgment. But he says to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. To appoint. Set. Put a seal. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Listen. And they shall build the old ways, that they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation, in many generations. Let's keep right on reading. It comes down to verse 10. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth, forth before all the nations. Takes it right to the bride. Trees of righteousness. Go ahead, now let's sing. Trees of righteousness. With their voices. Are gathering in. We'll listen, for they cannot join us. Anybody have a need? See, I'm in a jubilee. I don't have to go to a Mardi Gras to get happy. I'm happy in the Lord when he's speaking to me and I'm preaching his gospel. I'm in a jubilee, a revival. We'll give orders to prepare the banquet when the redeemed are gathering in. What are we going to be doing then? Station, come ye blessed of the redeemed are gathering in. Singing unto him when the redeemed. We're gathering in now. Gathering to the message of the hour. Realizing that we're being caught up. One day we will be so close until it just be, as Brother Moat used to say, that the next step is not a big one, just another step. Just take another step and you're right into eternity. The prophet said, walk into them tapes and see how the light, see how they'll unfold. See, it just keeps unfolding. It's never become boring to me. How could it become boring when I'm in a jubilee? Those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands, let all God's people praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for what he's revealed. We've been programmed. See, I know what to look for. I look for the opening of God's Word. Brother Branham got in the seal book along in there. He said, now you know what to look for. I look for the Word to be opened each day. We've heard the Jubilee sound. We can go free. Listening for my name. Where you be? I'll be right here. Be right here listening. Be right here listening for my name. I'll be right here. Be right here listening. I'll be right here listening for my name. My heart is right when he calls. If my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right, when he calls me, I'll be right here listening for my name. I'll be right here. Be right here. I'll be right here listening for my name. I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here. Let them play one and just listen. Because that's a jubilee. Beautiful music. You be? I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening for my name. Same one that called you. It's calling you to come up. See, we're in a process, if you understand. We're in a process of being caught up. We're going up. There's no way to go back. Who would have us? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand how anybody could leave this message and go back to a denomination. I'd be sitting there, Brother Danny, and every time that preacher would be saying something like that, ain't right. He'd say something like that, ain't right. They wouldn't have me. I just couldn't stand it. I'd be saying, that ain't right. And if you didn't do that, you'd say, well, hey, preacher, let me show you something right here. And a while he'd say, I don't want to hear what you got. Because you see, 40 years. 40 years. I was told by that Baptist preacher that I'd be back in 6 months. Well, I'm sorry. Been a long 6 months. See, because it's a jubilee. And God revealed something to me that's part of my life. Whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? Why? I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. What did he make us? We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are the people of His kingdom. We are the family. We are one. What about being the family of God upon the earth? You see why I've kept on saying, no age has caught the salutation to the age like we must catch this one. No age has caught the overcomer position like we must catch. No age has caught it, but this age, we'll catch it and realize realization and walk off the earth, and when we do, the others will come out. Happy land, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan, and with rapture I survey the wondrous beauty. Glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan, happy land. Have you come out of Egypt? Always are going out. But as you're going out, you're not going out, you're going up. There's no turning around and going back. The children of Israel, when they entered the promised land, I may be wrong, but they could not go south. They went east, west, or north. But if it went south, it went back out of the land. It's always a forward journey. Not backing up. Even in all of their problems and all they're doing, there's always a moving. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Every day. You're dismissed. Remember, the service is Wednesday. Remember, Brother Carlos, next weekend. Waiting, I'll be flying out Saturday. Pray that the Lord will be with us. You're dismissed.